You're listening to CKVS 93.7, The Voice, community radio serving the Shuswap from our studios in Salmon Arm. The Voice's programming is crafted by volunteers, and the means for broadcast are maintained by members, sponsors, and your generous donations. For as little as $5 monthly, you can support The Voice. To find out more, go to voiceoftheshuswap.ca, take out a membership, only $20, and add your voice today. I'm Richard Sevigné, and this week on Live in the Shuswap, we're out at the 27th Annual Roots and Blues, talking with a few of the artists gracing the stages. This half hour, we'll talk to Juno Award-winning bluesman Jack DeKaiser, who's released a new album entitled Checkmate. From that album, we'll cue up a traditional offering called Come Into My Kitchen. But first, Jack talks a bit about guitar history. I'm talking to Jack DeKaiser. How are you doing today, Jack?
Very well, Richard. Nice to see you.
So is this your first time out to Roots and Blues?
It is.
Ah, so what's your impression so far?
It's just an amazing setting and a fantastic vibe, great organization, fantastic production, great music.
The volunteers treating you like a rock star?
Absolutely. It's amazing.
Cool. Yeah, I just listened to your set there, The History of Rock and Roll.
Right.
Rock and Roll Guitar. Where'd you come up with that idea?
Well, I've been studying the blues since pretty well close to when I started playing in 1965. So Robert Johnson was one of the first people I started listening and learning from. And then Hendrix, of course, and Clapton, all those people. And then it occurred to me a few years ago that the connection between each guitar player, and I could, you know, if I kind of played a bit of it, a song by each person, I could do a kind of a timeline and show people how the music evolved. And so they're all my favorite players, you know,
right.
Robert Johnson, Charlie Christian, T-Bone Walker, B.B. King, Muddy Waters, Buddy Guy, Clapton, Hendrix, and so it's a labor of love. Mm-hmm.
Come on in my kitchen, because it's going to be raining outdoors. The woman I love took with my best friend. Some joker got lucky, stole her back again. You better come on in my kitchen, because it's going to be raining outdoors. I know she's gone, no, she won't come back. Take a last nickel from a nation's sack. Better come on in my kitchen, because it's going to be raining outdoors.
Oh, can't you hear that wind blow?
You better come on in my kitchen, because it's going to be raining outdoors. When a woman gets in trouble, everybody put her down. Looking for a good friend, none can be found. You better come on in my kitchen, because it's going to be raining outdoors. You better come on in my kitchen, because it's going to be raining outdoors.
In front of me here, I've got your latest CD. It is,
yeah,
Checkmate. Want to tell me a little bit about that?
Checkmate was, I wanted to record an album. I usually record in studios in Toronto, but once in a while we record at my house, because it's, you know, a lot of classic albums are made in houses, right?
Yeah.
Big Pink, Clapton's, Ocean Boulevard, and things like that.
Right.
Motown was a house. So yeah, I actually had recorded a few albums in houses. So I thought I'd like to try it. So I had a bunch of original songs ready to go, and I thought, well, I'm going to play all my favorite blues standards and test it out and see if it's good. And if it's good, then we'll put that on hold, and then we'll record my new stuff, and then we'll release the blues album at a later date.
Right.
Well, everybody was so happy with the blues album, we thought, no, we can't put this in the can. We're going to release it right away. So we released it a few months after we recorded it. And yeah, the reception's been great. We got a Maple Blues nomination for it, and a Juno nomination this year for the album.
Nice, nice. So, Checkmate, what gave you the thought on the title there?
Well, once I'd assembled all the songs, I realized that the vast majority of them were chess records. And when I was researching the copyrights on all of them, a lot of them were actually Willie Dixon songs, who's also a big favorite of mine. So I thought, yeah, Chess Records. I've always been a huge Willie Dixon fan, obviously, and Chess Records, so we called it Checkmate.
Cherry wine. I'm so glad she loved me. me all the time. Sweetest little baby, sweetest she can be. All that love she got, it belongs to me. When you hear me howling, howling on my darling, ooh, 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 a pretty baby.
That was Jack DeKaiser channeling a little Howlin' Wolf in Howlin' for My Baby. Up next, he'll keep up the Chess Records vibe with Otis Rush's All Your Love, I Miss Lovin'. But first, I ask him about Willie Dixon. What is it about Willie Dixon's songs that makes you want to play them?
I just love his lyrics. They're always right to the point, you know. I mean, some of them he actually borrowed from older guys, like Spoonful, right? Like,
yeah.
But sometimes he has a sense of humor. Sometimes he has wisdom, like, I love the life I lead and I lead the life I love. And,
okay.
You know, things like that. And we got songs like Evil Going On, which, you know, they have a bit of humor to them too,
yes.
Right? I ain't superstitious, but a black cat crossed my trail.
Yes. Yeah.
I Can't Quit You, Baby, All Your Love. And then a lot of them were songs that I grew up with. I heard I Can't Quit You first with Zeppelin. I heard All Your Love, I Miss Lovin' first with John Mayall and Eric Clapton. So, yeah, I've always been a fan.
I miss kissing. All the love I miss loving. All the kiss I miss kissing. Until I met you, baby, I didn't know what I was missing. All the love, baby, I have in store for you. For you, you know I love you, darling. I know you love me too. I don't know.
me choose.